It is the great feast of the resurrection of our Lord. The church teaches that one of the reasons why our Lord rose gloriously from the dead was so that his resurrection would be a model of our own resurrection. If we save our souls, pray God, our bodies will enjoy the same properties that we see our Lord to have in his glorified body in the Gospels. The glorified body in general is exempt from the laws of physics, most of them. It functions similarly to a spirit, and it will be free from all forms of suffering and from many of the forms of limitation that our bodies experience now. I wanted to talk today about the wondrous state that our bodies will be in after the general resurrection if we save our souls. Theologians say that the glorified body of everyone who saves his soul will have four wonderful qualities. It will have beauty, impassibility, which is freedom from suffering, agility, and subtlety. We'll see what each of these means. First of all, the beauty of the glorified body will be so amazing that each one of the elect in heaven will shine like a star. But that amount of glory will be dependent on the merit of each person. The glory of each saint in heaven will be so beautiful that if we could see the glorified body now, we would practically die of joy. Our Lady once said to Saint Bridget that the saints stand around my son like countless stars, whose glory is not to be compared with any physical light. She says, believe me, if the saints could be seen shining with the glory that they now possess, no human eye could endure their light. All would turn away dazzled and blinded. The second property that the glorified body will have for each person in heaven will be impassibility, which means that they will be exempt from all suffering. The body in heaven will never be sick or tired or feel any sort of pain. It will never become old. It will not be ugly. We will never suffer hunger or thirst or heat or cold. We will never be able to be injured in any sort of accident. We will not be able to be crushed or stabbed or burned. Our body will be immortal and unchangeable and endowed for all eternity with perfect health and strength that will never fail. Imagine if we had the opportunity to enjoy these things in this world. We would gladly give everything we possess to have this gift. The third property that the glorified body will have is agility. We will be able to go instantaneously to any place in the world at the speed of thought just by thinking about it. We will be able to come from heaven to earth in a single instant without getting tired or experiencing any sort of difficulty. We often wish that we could fly like birds or get to some place instantaneously that is far away. And it always takes a lot of effort for us to get to anywhere that we need to be. But we will be able to move instantaneously to any location with only a single thought with the glorified body, just as we see our Lord appear instantaneously before his apostles in the gospel after his resurrection in his glorified body. All the wondrous properties that we see in the glorified body of the risen Christ are things that we will share as well. The fourth property that our body will have is that of subtlety, which is that we will be able to go through any solid object. There is no wall that is so thick that it will be able to keep us inside. Just as our Lord passed through the stone of his tomb when it was still closed after his resurrection, and later he walked through the closed door of the cenacle to see his apostles, we will be able to do similar things. This is only a small part of the immense reward that God has promised to give us if we save our souls, if we love him here on earth. How generous are his rewards for us. These are things that no amount of riches in this world could ever obtain for us. If we could do the most difficult labors and sufferings for a whole year to obtain these wonderful properties in our body, wouldn't we do that? Wouldn't it be well worth it? So if we live our life here on earth according to God's will, we will enjoy these abilities for all eternity. We have to mortify ourselves in all of our sensual desires and let nothing get between ourselves and the love of God. But these four amazing properties are only the beginning of what our risen body will enjoy in heaven after the general resurrection, just as our Lord's body also has these abilities. In addition to all of this, the blessed in heaven will experience the greatest satisfaction and enjoyment of all five senses. First of all, our sense of sight will be rewarded in heaven. Our sight will be enhanced so that we will be able to see anything that we want to see, even objects at a great distance. We will be able to gaze on even the brightest objects without the slightest pain or difficulty. And we will be able to see through any solid object. All of this is impressive by itself, but it would not be all that useful unless we had something beautiful to look at as well. And in heaven, that will most certainly be the case. In heaven, we will see the glorious city that we will live in with God, the abode of the blessed. We will see all of the glorious mansions that each one of the just will live in, and including our own. And every single object in heaven will shine with a beauty that we can't even imagine in this world. And heaven will be filled with a wondrous and amazing light that is mentioned so frequently in Scripture. In fact, the word light is practically synonymous with heaven. There must be something amazing about the light that is heaven is filled with. What do we pray for the faithful departed? We say, let perpetual light shine upon them. That's how we refer to heaven. Every single time in which an angel or a saint has appeared to someone on earth from heaven, they have always been shining with a glorious light that was so beautiful, it just overpowered the person they appeared to. This is true not only of every apparition in Scripture, but also of every apparition that anyone has ever seen in this world. And anyone who has ever seen an apparition of someone from heaven has always said that the light that shines from this holy person is unlike the light that we have in this world. They can't describe it because they have nothing to compare it to here. But they say it is immensely bright and powerful, but without dazzling or hurting the eyes at the same time. They say it is more beautiful than can even be described. It is filled with every color of the rainbow. And they all say that they would love to just stare at this glorious light forever. That's what we will do in heaven. Besides this, we will see the glorious landscape of heaven, which according to Scripture will be laid out like a city that we will live in. We will see the beautiful trees and flowers there, and most of all, the other saints and angels shining with glory. When the apostles saw just a tiny glimpse of the glory of the body of Christ in the Transfiguration, what did they say? They said, let us build a tent here, three tents here, so that we can live here forever and just stare at your glory. Just from seeing a tiny glimpse of the glory of Christ. They never wanted to take their eyes off of this sight. And most of all, we will see the glory of our Lord in heaven and the glory of the Blessed Mother. Saints who have seen Our Lady, that she has appeared to here on earth, lost all desire to continue even living in this world. There was nothing left here that they had any interest in. They wanted nothing but to die and just go to heaven. And in heaven we will see this wondrous glory for all eternity. Here on earth, we love to see beautiful things so much that we will travel across the world to see a great work of art or some glorious building like St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, or even a beautiful mountain or a waterfall or some other wonder of nature. And our desire to see beautiful things is so strong that the devil can even use that to lead us into sin by gazing upon beauty that is forbidden to us. So imagine the great happiness that we will have in beholding the great beauty of heaven. We should close our eyes to the beauty of this world and seek only that which is above. Our sense of hearing in heaven will also be rewarded by the beautiful music that heaven will be filled with. In heaven, the angels and saints are constantly singing the praises of God with a beauty we can't even imagine. And the blessed will join them as well. People have heard just a few notes of the beautiful music that the angels make in heaven in apparitions, and they have just almost passed out of their senses from the joy they got from hearing just a few strains of music. This is described in the book of Tobias, in which Tobias says, "The gates of Jerusalem," referring to the new Jerusalem, which is heaven, he says, "The gates of Jerusalem shall be built of sapphire and of emerald, and all the walls round about with precious stones, and all its streets shall be paved with white and clean stones, and Alleluia shall be sung in its streets." This means that the blessed in heaven will walk in the streets of the heavenly Jerusalem and sing the glorious praise of God. We can hardly imagine the great favors and rewards that God has prepared for us if we love him. We have to think about these things more so that we will desire heaven more, which will make us work harder to achieve it. We should imagine ourselves blessed in the heavenly Jerusalem. Imagine what it will be like there, to be enjoying this great joy in perfect and complete security, knowing that we will be there forever and ever and ever, without the slightest risk or danger, the slightest risk of danger or any harm ever happening to us, and without the slightest risk of ever losing this immense joy or happiness. If we would think about this more, it would encourage us in difficulty and temptation. It would inspire us to try harder to save our souls. But until this hour comes when we enter heaven, we have to bear with patience all the sufferings and tribulations that we have in this world, and praise and thank God for his goodness at all times, and ask him every day for the grace of final perseverance. Our sense of smell will also be rewarded in heaven too. The sweet odors of heaven will be something beyond what we can even imagine. The most beautiful flowers are said to grow in heaven, and if we could smell even one petal of one flower in heaven, it would be sweeter than we can imagine. It's a common thing to read in the lives of the saints that they died in what is called the odor of sanctity, meaning that when they died, their bodies gave off a sweet odor, contrary to the natural putrefaction of the body and the rotten odors that normally come from a corpse. There are countless saints that had this miracle take place with their bodies, and the people that have smelled this miraculous fragrance have always described it as something more beautiful than anyone can imagine. It's like the sweet perfume in heaven is so powerful that it came out of their bodies even here on earth. And if that smell is so wondrous, even coming from the dead bodies of someone whose soul is in heaven, how much more beautiful must be the source of this wonderful fragrance. The sense of taste and of smell will also be rewarded too, in a manner that we don't know anything about, but St. Anselm tells us that in the future life, the saints will experience a feeling of untold comfort and ease. He says, this pleasurable sensation will pervade every member, producing a wondrous sense of peace and contentment. There is nothing that will be wanting to the glorified body in heaven. It will be in a place of perpetual enjoyment of health and rest and happiness, so that we will hardly be able to believe the great reward we will receive. Pray God we save our souls. On Easter Sunday, let us think about the glorified, risen body of Christ and have a great desire to follow him and to receive a similar reward. But it will not be given to us for free, any more than our Lord received his glory for free either. He had to be crucified and to suffer in order to receive this crown and this glory. We also have to crucify our flesh and its unruly desires. We have to put to death every evil desire, every temptation, every movement of love for this world, every single disordered thought or desire that we have, if we want to enjoy this same reward. But as we see, it will be greatly worth it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.